بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. Before the month of Ramadan, we were discussing the beautiful name of Allah جل جلاله الحكيم, the most wise, the all wise. Wisdom belongs to Allah تبارك وتعالى. And we mentioned also before that for a person to get this wisdom, is a wise person. Who's a wise person? Person has wisdom. How do you get wisdom? The first criteria is taqwa. To be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it's mentioned that person who makes amal upon his ilm. Whatever knowledge he has, so that knowledge and ilm are married. He marries them together. Whatever ilm he has, then he makes amal upon it. And the outcome, it will give birth to wisdom and hikmat. Whatever knowledge a person has, makes amal, Allah Ta'ala will grant him hikmat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hikmat is beyond our comprehension. Why this happened? In which way it happened? Sometimes you question why. Why it happened like that? Allah is al-hakim. Allah knows what is best for us. And we have to believe this. The sifat and attributes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that we are discussing, just about the muzakara also, we're just not discussing it as attribute of Allah. But Hazrat says that we read the names of Allah, and we discuss the beautiful names of Allah and the description and the details, so that our yaqeen and conviction can increase upon Allah. That Allah is all wise. Therefore, I should give up everything for Allah. Allah is all wise, all powerful, sustenance in His hands, His rahmat, His mercy, and His bounties, and all His beautiful sifat belong to Allah. Therefore, I have to give up everything for Allah. How can it? I still listen to myself and my nafs? Should be listening to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Imagine our parent tells the child to do a certain thing and say, I won't do it. I won't do it. Parent won't tolerate it. Dare you speak to me like that? Or he gives him a certain suggestion or a command or an order, whatever it may be. But the child says to somebody else, father told me, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Told me, don't go there, but I'm going anyway. I'm going anyway. The father won't tolerate it. The mother won't tolerate it. Here, in the same way, not the father or the mother, the Khaliq is saying, do this and don't do that. Then too, because the conviction is not there that Allah is all powerful, the yaqeen is not there that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's every command is full of wisdom. Every command is full with wisdom beyond my wisdom. But us going against the command of Allah, we may be called a wise person, but we're not wise. But wisdom is following the command of Allah. That's the height of wisdom. What Allah Ta'ala wants now is full of wisdom. I'll fulfill it in the correct manner. That is wisdom itself. But a person breaking the command of Allah and then calling him very intelligent, it's not intelligence. It's not intelligence. You don't have wisdom. You don't have knowledge. But what is wisdom? Always has a, we come back to the same point. Where Hazrat says now, where the whole world said, that the most backward, most uneducated, the most jahil women of the world, Afghani women, we say the most intelligent women of the world. Whether all their education and secular education, they gave birth to such mujahideen and such men that under all conditions kept up the command of Allah. This is wisdom. Against all odds, entire force of the world came against them, will fulfill the command of Allah in all conditions. This is wisdom. These are wise men. So wisdom is only to fulfill the command of Allah. When it comes to myself, my life, my children, my family, my wife, with the masturat. Also right now, my dear brothers, we mentioned in the month of Ramadan also, Allah Ta'ala's command is full of wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prohibitions also, don't do, full of wisdom. Don't do it, there's wisdom in it. Why you shouldn't do it? People now want to know, but why should we read namaz? What's the wisdom behind it? Even to explain the wisdom to you is beyond your comprehension still. As Imam Ghazali rahimullah mentioned, we can think of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to whatever level you want to let your imagination run. My Allah is so powerful, and so much of might and sovereignty, authority belongs to Allah. The skies, the moon, the sun, the stars, the earth, below the earth, above the skies, everything, no matter how high or how deep your imagination can run to comprehend the qudrat of Allah, he says where your comprehension stops, Allah's qudrat and power starts from there. It's wara al-wara, it's beyond your comprehension. Allah's wisdom, Allah's hikmat, beyond our comprehension. Allah says, don't do it, there's no question behind it. Allah says, do it. There's no question. Should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? So now even the ummah has come to a stage now that they don't even understand what is wisdom anymore. But then too, we have accolades and we have degrees, and people say, but he's so and so, he's such a big sheikh, he is, and he's such a specialist, and she's got this and that. Degrees on his place. We're not saying don't do it, but do it with deen. As Haji Bhai Padiya say, that first I'm a Muslim. I'm a Muslim, then I'm so and so, then so and so. What's a Muslim first? I've surrendered. So hikmat belongs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now the ummah doesn't even know anymore what is a major sin. How many of us, myself also, really sit down and you make dua and tawbah and istighfar, from what really? Nothing has become serious anymore. There's no real major sin anymore. It's just now, we'll just make a surface tawbah, istighfar. Nothing major in my life. Everything's okay. Even the major sins have become like nothing really. For the woman to leave the house, to sit in public areas without parda and hijab, not serious. It's not a major thing. For the men also, to go to certain places where there's nakedness, be hayai. We might say, now we're not looking, but is that the place to be right now? Is that the place of a mu'min? That is why Imam Ghazali rahimullah would say that if the Sahaba of Badr have to wake up now and come into the world, he said they will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are there any Muslims in the world? We don't see them. He said, but we don't look like a Muslim. We don't behave like a Muslim. So we haven't surrendered. But we think now we are progressive. I'm very clever. I'm very wise. I've got certain education, certain level. So I can take my family here. From there you can understand now, really he is wise or he's a jahil. He is jahil of the command of Allah, and he is jahil, ignorant of the power of Allah right now. They say that 3 or 4 year old boy, he heard about policemen. When Umar Palamuri Rahimah gave the example. He knows about the policeman, but he just knows the policeman. So you see him on the street, and he tells his father, buy me a policeman suit also. He got his cowboy gun over there, and he got the cap, acting like a policeman. And he see a policeman, he say, he's a policeman. He go pull his pants, play with his gun a little bit. Father say, don't do that. He said, no, policeman, I want to be one also. He's only 3. We say he's jahil. He doesn't know really who the policeman is. Let him mature a little bit. Now he say, hey, that's a policeman. Now he'll drop his speed also. Now he'll walk with respect. When he was young, nadan. He says, imagine how nadan and immature we are. Comes to my Allah, like, he's there, but can Allah really do anything? Can he really do anything to me? I'll do what I want. Nothing major in my life. Everything's okay. But the masurat also, nothing major. They're going out of the house, without parda. We're not even making tawbah for it. Not even tawbah for the YouTube and the TikTok and all these apps. We're looking zina of the eyes, day in and day out. No tawbah. It's one of those things now. There's nothing major since left in our lives now. Everything has become minor. Inna lillahi. So no tawbah. And what's the danger? Understand, my dear brothers, what's the danger? We're not making proper istighfar and tawbah. What is the danger? Understand how shaitan has caught the ummah right now. Nothing is major. Everything is fine. Riba also, no, it's murabaha, mudaraba. It's sharia compliant. Now, just a few days ago, we started one chapter in Madrasa, Kitabul Ashriba. Chapter on haram drinks. And this four major haram drinks that is mentioned in ahadith and in different riwayat. What are the haram drinks? Now, if you do a little search also, you go to our local stores, they're selling you also non-alcoholic wine. Non-alcoholic wine. You see, no, it's halal. Put one stamp there, halal. Bottle is a wine bottle. There what they go, whole process, cold distillation, reverse osmosis, where we take out the alcoholic content from the grape juice and make it sharia compliant. Woman says, ah, it's fine, you can drink wine now. Non-alcoholic wine. Then you got de-alcoholized drinks also. And the brand names, you don't like to mention them. Even this brand name you have, Daru and drink, what's it called? Heineken or whatever it's called. That also they have non-alcohol, beer. So no, but nothing major. And what's the whole website says also, we have to come up with this because halal is a big industry right now. And we are for all inclusivity. They don't want people to feel left out. When you in the company, in a company, corporate world, so you shouldn't feel now excluded. You feel included. So he's drinking beer, you're also drinking beer. But yours non-alcoholic, we'll cater for you. We'll cater for you. So the ummah is going to that level, nothing serious. Everything is just become mellow right now. But we feel we're the most progressive people in the world. Alhamdulillah. But we can see we're not making tawbah anymore. What's the fear right now? We're not making real tawbah. Ask ourselves. That time Kabir was saying that kaam karne wale bohat hai, rone wale bohat kam hai. People to do effort are many. But who's crying? Very few are crying really. Very few are crying over the mistakes and gunas of the ummah, their own lives. What's the fear right now? Where they trapped us in all these things that we lost our wisdom. We lost our wisdom. Wisdom to be taken out to. And we lost our wisdoms also. So what's the danger? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given two promises in Quran Sharif. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ O Nabi of Allah, as long as you are amongst them, I will not punish them. Nabi alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam is no more here. وَمَا كَانُ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ Allah said next ayat, and I will not punish them as long as they make istighfar. As long as they make istighfar, Ya Rasulullah, they'll be free. They'll be safe. They will be safe. The ummah is not making istighfar anymore. Nothing major. Everything is okay. The masturat also, nothing serious in my life. This is the biggest danger. That's why we have to reintroduce and say that I am involved in it, my weakness. My weakness, make dua for me. Make dua for me. Nobody is saying I'm weak anymore. Nobody is saying I'm weak anymore. Oh, nobody is saying it's haram, but I'm involved, make dua. I say, nothing wrong. What's the problem? Nothing wrong. Everybody is doing it. Everybody is weak. All are involved in it. Only you making a noise. Husband will come from majlis, he'll go home, a little bit pepped up. Then he'll tell the wife, what do you think? Hey, you got too heavy now. Everybody is being there. Now you got a problem with everything. We can't go here. We can't do this. We can't. Everything can't. What must do then? What? Prepare for akhirat. That's what we sent for. Prepare for akhirat. The goal is akhirat. The goal is jannat. This ayat also, man kana yuridu hartha akhirati nazid lahu fi harthi. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, the person who intends the harvest of the akhirat, we will increase him in it. And the one that intends and works for the harvest of the dunya, nu'tihi minha. We'll give him a little bit of it. He won't get everything. A little bit of dunya will give him. Wa ma lahu fil akhirati min nasibin. In akhirat, nothing for him. He finish everything here. Tafsir of the ayah, the Shafi Sahib says, rahmatullah alayhi, the person who intends the harvest of akhirat, nazid lahu fi harth, will increase him in his harvest. He will increase him. So what does it mean, the person who intends the harvest of akhirat? They say the talk of at home is akhirat. We're doing dunya work also, but it's not the topic of discussion in the home. We don't talk about this thing in the house. Our home, we just doing it because we have to do it. You have to go to madrasa. Madrasa, you have to go. School now, just do a little bit, whatever it is now. But it's not the object of the life, that you have to go so far in dunya to make it. And there's no talk of akhirat. The child has no concept of akhirat. Ulama was speaking recently. They say even the boys in the hifz class, they're only doing hifz because I want to become hafiz. And the basics of deen, they have to know the basics. As long as I become hafiz, I'm going to jannat. The rest of it is by the way. Whether taharat is correct, wuzu correct, salah. Even the parents don't put emphasis on it. No, become hafiz. Become hafiz, you're going to jannat. And you're taking us also. We're going to hold your kurta. We're going to hold you. The kurta on the weekend that you were there, what is it going to do? What the kurta are they going to hold? So, we've got a problem right now. So even the basics of deen, the children don't know, but I'm becoming hafiz of Quran. Parents are very proud. But nothing basics they know of deen. And what we're not realizing, my dear brothers, is that the parents are talking so much of dunya in the home. That the child's object of life right now is dunya. He believes, we already to a certain extent, we believe this dunya is our God. What the child believes? Really, if we find out and ask different ulama, we actually believe this shop, this business, this bank, this degree, this is my God, this is paying. This is my ilah, this is my God, this is what I worship. You know, I must say it. But we'll miss salah and amal because of this. It shows who's the God. What the child believe? We believe this is the God, and the child believes, the generation is coming right now, is there. They believe there's no God. They believe there's no God. It's already hit Western countries, atheism. It's in our country already. The children actually believe there's no God there right now. We just carry on in life. It's free for all. No tawbah, no istighfar, nothing. Even when it comes to smoking nowadays, the non-halal things, you don't get halal smoking too. So they're smoking greens also. What they say? Like there's nothing wrong with it. What's the problem? Nothing means everybody is doing it. Everyone is doing it. Whether it's vape, whether it's cigarette, whether it's israf of money, israf of time. But it's nothing serious anymore. It's like, who's making tawbah istighfar? Before they'll make tawbah istighfar. Yeah, Allah, what this bad habit? No more bad habit. Become a trend. Vaping has become a trend. Like now you with the times. You with the times. So there's no more major sins left in the ummah now. Everything has become minor. So nobody is making istighfar. What's going to happen now? Allah Ta'ala says, as long as you're making istighfar, I will not punish you. Once the ummah will stop from making istighfar, the azab will come. The azab will come. How it will come, how it will happen, Allah Ta'ala protect us. But this muzakara we're going to make all the time in our homes. But people don't like to hear it. They mean sometime, they read it sometime, then they say we're not on the same page. I think this page is all torn already. We're not on the same page. You're on a different level, we're on a different level, all different levels now. Your deen is too heavy. They want a lighter type of deen. Watered down deen. Just want it watered down. Allah is Al-Hakim. You have to go back to Quran. What does Allah Pak say about me? What does Allah Ta'ala say about you? About your parda, your sharam, your haya, my daughter, where she can go, where she can't go, where I can't go, what I shouldn't do. Nobody's worried anymore. They say, we have to go back. We have to make the muzakara. So understand, these are major things in our life right now. Major. And we're not making tawbah, we're not making istighfar. Then we say, but we're highly educated. So you can understand how highly uneducated, ignorant we are. We do know the command of Allah right now. What wisdom is that? So we have to go back to Quran and Hadith. And at least I'm making tawbah, istighfar. Ya Allah, these things are in my home. So the talk in the house, the person who wants the harvest of Akhirat, the talk in the house is about Akhirat. So the children, yes, you're doing your studies, whatever it is, but the object is Akhirat. I have to make your Jannat, oh my son, oh my daughter. Dunya, you'll get it. Allah has a system. Dunya will come. Nothing is guaranteed. You can have a degree. You can have a business. Hazrat explained now recently also. One of the ulama explained that father was in the business. Business was going down. So the son said, I'll purchase the business. I'll buy the business. Father said, business is going down. He said, no, Bismillah, I'll buy it. And inshallah, I'll work on it. My amal is there, my gush is there, whatever it is. He purchased the business. He turned it over, started making millions. Same spot, same business, same commodities. Father couldn't make it happen. Son took over it, with amal, taqwa, sabr, Allah Ta'ala opened it. Another friend saw it, he said, hey, what a business you got. Sell it to me. I think he made a good profit and he sold it to that person. He sold it, he said within a few months he closed down. Same shop, same business, same commodities, couldn't make it. Now you think now, I feel this is a property to buy, I'm going to make it here. But whose command? What's the wisdom behind? Allah Ta'ala. But we got so much yaqeen, it's going to happen. Now who's the God? It's my own intelligence, I trust myself. So all these sifat of Allah we are reading to get our yaqeen upon Allah. Doesn't happen from me. Doesn't happen from the school. Doesn't happen from the varsity. Doesn't happen from here and there. To the extent also, my dear brothers, after Ramadan, many brothers are saying, now we've gone flat. Can't get moving. Ramadan is special. It's special because you're on a high. Allah Ta'ala gives you the tawfiq and shows you can do it some level out of the month of Ramadan. But Allah Ta'ala knows best. But my little intelligence will tell me, myself also, that after Ramadan we become overconfident on ourselves. I'll do it. We don't trust Allah. Then we say, hey, I can't know what's happening to myself. Because you're trusting yourself. You think you're going to do it. You think you're going to continue on that level of taqwa. No. Hand yourself over to Allah. Allah will make it happen for me. Now what happens when you're so confident of yourself that I will do it and you can't keep the momentum, what happens? You get despondent. Now I can't continue that level. Trust in Allah. Allah, how much you will give me tawfiq to do? Alhamdulillah. Together with that, Allah Ta'ala likes to see our weakness also. Allah, I'm very weak. But what I feel of Ramadan, I'm strong. I'm strong now, alhamdulillah, I can handle it. Any environment, I can do this, I can do that. And before he knows, ya Allah, how shaitan came, how nafs came. But you trust in yourself. If a person trusts himself, he will fail. Trust Allah. Ya Allah, you gave me tawfiq in Ramadan, it wasn't myself. You allow me to do it. After Ramadan, you will allow me to do it. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. That my tawfiq is only from Allah. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. I trust only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I turn only to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah says, you trust Allah and you turn to Allah. Trusting Allah, ya Allah, I trust you, you'll allow me. وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. And towards Allah, I turn in repentance and tawbah. Repentance and tawbah will keep your head above the water, above guna and sin. Istighfar. Lot of istighfar every day. Allah Ta'ala will keep, won't allow you to drown in guna and sin. Hazrat says, then you can't come out from guna and sin. Read only Durood Sharif. Read Durood Sharif upon Durood Sharif, Allah Ta'ala pulls you out. Says, the Shaykh Rahimahullah gave thousands of murid, only Durood Sharif. Read so much of Durood Sharif, and he said, Allah will keep you free from guna and sin. Because your mouth is engaged in the most beloved amal. Allah loves it. How will Allah let you now step into guna and sin? If you have to slip, it's by your own choice. You went towards that direction. So this is hikmat and wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's happening in the world? In the hikmat of Allah, a person has trust in Allah, he never become despondent. There's some wisdom behind it. If what good is happening, there's wisdom behind it. Yes, choices I made, that's my choice. Then you can't say Allah's hikmat, Allah's wisdom. Like all involved in this, oh I didn't do that, oh I did this, Allah's wisdom. No, no, it's your own choice that. For example, what's happening in Gaza also? Was Allah's wisdom behind it? Beyond our comprehension. Allah is keeping them so resilient also. They're not giving up. So many lives being taken. Then too, what's the deep hikmat, wisdom beyond our comprehension? What we must do? We make tawakkul upon Allah, make a lot of dua. Hazrat say, make serious dua. Make serious dua for them. Ya Allah, only you can protect them. Allah, only you can give nusrat and help to them. And give them victory. What's the underlying wisdom? Is beyond my comprehension. So we don't get affected by ahwal and conditions. We still carry on. What's the command of Allah? I fulfill that. In that will be a ripple effect in the world. This is the hikmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There has to say, there's nothing in the universe which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created without wisdom and benefit. There's something in there. Every single thing definitely has a function and benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created anything bad in the universe. It's how we use it. It's how we use it. It turns out good or it turns out bad. With regards to His creation, everything is good. There's definitely some underlying benefit in every of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. However, when we do not know the wisdom and benefit in something, we regard the thing as bad, whereas in reality, nothing is bad. Take for example, those animals which are harmful and dangerous, example snakes, scorpions, etc. They are regarded as vile to us because at times they cause us harm. However, keeping in mind the complete system of the universe, is definitely some underlying wisdom behind the creation, whether we are aware of it or not. Beyond our comprehension. Allah didn't create anything in vain. That is batil, has no function. It has a function. It's how we look at it, how we understand it. And at the same time, we are not obliged to know the wisdom behind everything. Some people don't know, what's the wisdom now, 5 times namaz? What's the wisdom of making sajda? Then they go to, oh, scientific. Science is there on this place, whatever. The benefit of sajda, ruku, and the benefit of wudu, etc. These are all by the way. What's the greatest wisdom? It pleases my Allah. Miswak pleases my Allah. Umaradatun li Rabb. So we are slaves of Allah. Whether we know the wisdom, we don't know the wisdom. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did it, that is a height of wisdom. I follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that is it. So many people have this, are very critical. I don't know why before I do anything. So already now, what's his whole thing behind it? I'm very clever. I need to know, I need to understand, then I'll do it. Then you obey all, every command of Allah is beyond your comprehension. You got to just submit. Submit to it. And then how Allah will open within your heart the understanding of it. When it has happened in Nizamuddin, one person came to Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Ji, this is all 3 days and 40 days and all, you're sending people here and there. What's the wisdom behind it? Where is the proof for it? Why they must do all these things over here? Hazrat Ji told him, no problem, what you do is, since you came to Nizamuddin, you want the answers, etc., just join the Jamaat for 3 days. Then after 3 days, come back to me, I'll give you all the answers. Okay, no problem. Then for 3 days and he came back, Hazrat Ji says, You got any? No, all my questions answered. All the questions answered. Say, what happened? They say, I went for 3 days. I saw what it's about. So the 3 days is only a taster. Now I need 40 days now. There's your answer. You got to go and taste it first. Then you'll understand it. Now the Ummah doesn't want to go and try really what the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is about. What's it about? What wisdom Allah will open upon a person's heart. Our masturat, whether it's a parda, staying at home. You know, why should we stay at home? Why woman must get half of men? What's the reason for it? When it comes to inheritance and miras, why we must get half? They want to question. What's the wisdom behind it? Why we don't have rights like men? Why do we have to go with parda out? Why you don't wear parda? The men should wear parda. Women are looking at them nowadays. Now, unfortunately, it's happening also. But one parent will take out his child from school, 12-year-old, from school, can't send him to school anymore. So when he asks why, he says, now 12-year-olds, even they got boys and girls, the girls are looking at him. He's looking at that age. Then made me think, 25 years ago, we met one brother from Texas, in arriving. He told me at that time, he says, soon he's going to hit your country also, that time he told me. He says, there, in our country, by 12, 13, a young boy or girl already loses chastity. 12, 13. By 15, they're drinking. By 18, they're alcoholic. By 20, they're already druggies. By 25, they're wasted. Now they're going to psychiatrist. He says, it happened to you also. But they take pride. They say, we take pride. I've got an appointment this week, psychiatrist. Next week, also psychiatrist. It's like a big thing. So then, I was thinking to myself, it's become like a norm now. I'm going to a psychiatrist. Before, when we were in school, we had a guidance counselor. And if you had to go to the guidance counselor, it meant now that you need some hidayat, guidance counselor. You don't know what you're doing in life. If you reach there, the friends will say, this guy got a problem a little bit. Let's go to the guidance counselor. It was like looked down upon. Now you got a psychiatrist. And in those days, if you went for tuition, then you're dumb. And your teacher too is dumb. Because he can't teach you properly and you can't understand, you'll go pay for it. That time the fees was how much? 500 anything. You go to pay for tuition in the afternoon. Now it's a norm. All going for tuition. The same teacher teaching in school in the morning is giving tuition in the afternoon. And it's become, and I got tuition. Nowadays we felt shy to say I got tuition. It means you're a dumb enough for the council maths. You can't pick it up. Now it's become normal. Tuition, psychiatrist, psychologist, I'm on meds, antidepressants. He says, you know, come to your country. His whole system, they've already locked us into it. Where they're going to come with all this lifestyle is going to make you sick. It's going to make you depressed. It's going to take you backwards. What do you think? You're progressive. Because you're going to sugarcoat it and give it to you. If you told people now, 40 years ago, psychiatrist, they say, Zara bimar hai admi. Go to psychiatrist. That will become fashion now. Allah Ta'ala protect those generally that have problems, by all means. We're not saying now they shouldn't go. If they have some problem, genuinely, it is there. As the Hakims also, as the Ulama are dealing with problems, they are those, Allah Ta'ala tests them with their mind, with their stress, with their anxiety. It is there. Right, for what reasons also? So they have these things. But it has become like a fashion now. Anything, therapy, psychiatrist, this thing, that thing, before was looked down upon. So everything has become normal. Even the major things have become like minor things. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that now we come back to the original deen, which as our safar we had in Afghanistan also, they understood. And when he came to the masturat and these women, how they prepared their children, how they prepared their men to give their lives in the path of Allah. And how they gave it, and as the brothers explained to us also, because the masturat, as we say nowadays, you keep in your lane or keep in my lane. Now in the man's lane, there's no more space. Women have taken all the lanes. There's no more lanes left. And there's no place in her lane also. Is my way or the highway? The highway is hers also. The lanes are hers also. Speed cameras are hers also. You're just the driver. So he says, there, our women knew what they had to know. What they had to know as women, womanly things, feminine things, that they knew, alhamdulillah. That's what they gave over to the children. But Allah Ta'ala made them for, they knew that. That is sufficient to make them pious, good women that made tarbiyat of children in that manner. He says, once you give them more than they're supposed to know, what they're not supposed to know, then it will become a challenge to the men. Then they challenge the men. So he says, we're going to bring them back to their way they know what they're supposed to know. Within the home, they are geniuses. when it comes to tarbiyat of children, taking care of the children and making their minds to obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who's going to give you that wisdom? Your mother. Hikmat, wisdom, intelligence from the mother. She taught them. She taught these boys that when you grow up, your life is to be for Allah. You're living, you're dying, to be for Allah. Everything else will come behind them. The barakat will come with it. So how they prepared the men. Today now they're preparing the men to give their life, and the children to give their life for sports. Mother is taking them for soccer coaching also. Inna lillahi. What she's not supposed to know, she knows. Now she's here for coaching, and then for tuition, and then for this. Everything besides what she should be teaching him. And everything is by the way. It's just by the way. He's got a new things, whether his primary madrasa is taken care of, he knows these things. He'll learn it, he'll know it. We'll see how, but the school thing must be done. That now they're supposed to know, I put it in the children, is that happening? From experience, we're telling you, brothers, in the his class, the boys are coming 14, 15 years old, carry Quran Sharif. Carry Quran Sharif. Can't read half page, takes so long. What happened? Where you lost it? Where were you all these years? Now, I want to become a hafiz. But you carry Quran looking inside. Then you see, life went like Tim Ramadan, I come here in Khatam. What happened? He lost the time. Where the time supposed to be given, where the mother supposed to push him, father supposed to push him, that didn't happen. Pushed him elsewhere, then you can understand. Allah Ta'ala says, the person who intends the harvest of dunya, nu'tihi minha, we will give him a portion of it. But in akhirat, no share. He'll have nothing whatsoever over there. And it's happening right now. That we give him everything of dunya, and how much you're going to get of it, and akhirat there'll be nothing thereafter. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding in two. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with this kitab, evil glances and love affairs, the harms and the cures. So Hazrat has mentioned, Hakim Sahib rahimullah mentioned the matter of coming out of love affairs and haram relationships. Those who are involved in love affairs and wish to come out of this trap but cannot do so, they're stuck in it, can't come out of it. This is the worst poison. Hazrat mentioned this is the worst, the darkest poison of dunya. Person is married, gets involved in extramarital. This is the darkest poison in dunya. When he gets into the heart, Allah Ta'ala protect. Very hard to come out. Person has to make a lot of tawbah and clear the mind. Because the feeling that comes in the heart is difficult for it to come out. So those who are involved in love affairs and wish to come out of this trap but cannot do so should act on the following 6 points. There's he got 6 points in the Khanka also, mashallah. The 6 points in Tabligh also. Alhamdulillah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, they will be freed. If Allah wills it. So a lot of rona done, a lot of crying. Ya Allah, I want to get out of it. Ya Allah, I want to get out of it. But shaitan will bring the sweetness again. Don't make too much dua. Just enjoy a little more. Just enjoy a little more. Person has to make a decision. I don't want it. Make tawbah istighfar and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah can pull us out. The first point is, use the courage which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. Allah has given every person courage. How you know you have the courage? You got the courage to do the haram. What it does mean? You got the courage to do the right thing also. In every aspect of life, Allah ta'ala has given a person courage. He has now got the courage to do haram business. It means he has the courage to do the right business because he knows it's not right. So if he's got so much of a courage and guts to do the wrong, it means he has the courage to do the right. But is that using the courage in the right manner? Is that being channeled? Sometimes he doesn't know how to channel it. Therefore, he has to go to the mashayikh, go to the ulama ikram, take advice. I'm involved in this sin, and I'm so deep into it. So you've got the courage to give it up, and to do the right thing. But shaitan won't allow it. Shaitan and nafs won't allow it. It make it difficult. That's why then we need somebody to assist, that help me, that grab me, wake me up for fajr namaz, call me to the class. They give me the command you to do, then I'll do it. Then you see the person, where he got, like you mentioned before, that person came to his sheikh. The Hazrat, Kamzor Banda, Gunegar Banda, can't get moving. Don't know what Jadu or me, somebody did something on me, can't make it for namaz also. I got no lust, I got no shock, got no desire. Don't know what's happening to me. So the sheikh was sheikh, I come and he could see, there's nothing wrong with it. There's no Jadu anything. He made Jadu upon himself. He's just now lazy, laziness. The Shaykh saw it. He said, hey, what? Chalo bhai. He said, get up and move. The way he got up and he moved, he needs to stop after that. He needed a double dose. Sometimes we need a double dose. Sometimes we need the double dose, we need to get moving. So use the courage Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. And this courage, men have it, children have it. Children have more courage also. See how brave they are. I would take them to the beach and see how brave they are. Because you go right inside, we all went inside. Father, mother's heart is in the mouth. Ya Allah, what courage he's got. But Fajr Namaz leaves the madrasa class, can't make up. But there we can run, but here we can't run. Now we're flat. Because it's not channeled. There's no spiritual strength. So that comes from the parents, that comes from the asatiza, from the mashayikh. Masparat also. No, we can't do this. We can't. I can't wear black all the time. Can't wear abaya. Can't put the parda on. Why not? But you can found to your beauty. You know it's wrong. Yeah, I know it's wrong, but when it comes to deen, but I'm weak. When it comes to dunya, super strong. Then I can do it. But this I can't do it. So you've got to sit down, pluck up your courage, ask yourself, why can't I do it? What's stopping me? What is it there? What is it there? And Hazrat says, regarding sare makhluk andhe hain, whole creation is blind. Nobody can see me. I care about no one. Nobody can see me. Nobody will help me day of Qiyamah. Only my Allah will help me. I do it only for my... Whole dunya can speak. They all are dumb. They all are deaf. They all are blind. They can't see me. They can't help me. They can't do anything for me. They can't do anything for me. Only my Allah can do it. Allah is happy. Alhamdulillah. Few days the test will be there. They say, oh, I should be to parda. Let's see how long should be in parda. Oh, he's going to kurta now. Let's see how long. Ramadan finished now. Let's see. This time I'll be back with the boys. This time I'll be moving again. Allah will give tawfiq. Pluck up the courage and do it. Many brothers don't pluck up the courage. And sisters also. Don't pluck up the courage and do it. Why? They're already anticipating failure. I don't want to start in case I fall down. I tried last time, I fell down. So bad thoughts of Allah. Allah can't do it for me. Allah can't. Do it a little while. You see the benefit. Even if you slip up, what do you want to do? Toba, carry on again. Now what happens? You slip up now, you say, finished. My life is over. No. Have a spiritual bath, make tawbah, istighfar, and carry on again. Then you slip again, carry on again, till maut. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِي. Many brothers, for Ramadan, I slipped up already. So what I must tell you? Sit down, wake up now, make tawbah, make istighfar, carry on moving. Why? I thought now after Ramadan, I'll be now, over all my gunas and sins. You can't do it. Allah will do it. You have to carry on crying and pushing yourself. That's why. Very importantly, my dear brothers. Now they talk about formative. What formative years? The child's formative years. And what age it is? I just hear all these terms. Formative years. For us, the formative years of our childhood, if we go back in our past, which we don't like to go back. Formative years, they say that the child play till he's 7. Then formal education. Informal little bit, he's going to some madrasa, he's doing some finger painting, and he's doing some colouring, no problem. That's fine, all that. Little playing also, that's his time to play. Rest of the life, he's not going to play like that. From 7, then the formal tarbiyat education starts. From 7. It starts from then carrying on. From then already, parents must command the child to perform salah. Command him that he must read your namaz, read your namaz, read your namaz. By 10 already, he should be performing his namaz. Whether father is there or not, he is already trained. He knows already namaz time, I have to go for namaz. The child knows that. It's namaz time, I have to go for namaz. Then even he'll tell his father, you don't go for namaz, time is up, azan went already. But he's so used to it. Every day he's going to the masjid. He's there with his father by 10 years old. Now the problem is, he got homework. So he did namaz at home. Or he didn't, inna lillah. Because of homework, you're already training him to muslimaz. That homework is secondary. He's not going to pay the bills. Allah will do it for you. You have to come for namaz. You have yaqeen upon salah. I went for salah and I still got through everything. So by 10 years old, he's already on salah. By the time he's baligh, he's an adult now. Whether he's 15, whether he's 13, whether he's 14, he's a baligh. He's an adult. Zakat becomes farz. Hajj, if he has the wealth, becomes farz. Roza becomes farz. Fasting also is farz upon him. He's an adult. From 7 now, you can see till around maybe 23, 25, these are formative years for a child. Formative years of his taqwa. Understand, many brothers, they send messages, maybe we can also relate to this. What I am right now in my life, 30, 40 plus, what I am right now in my life, certain habits that I have, certain inclinations that are there, certain memories of sins that I have done, that made me who I am right now, They were introduced to all of that in those years. Sleeping late, waking up late, being lazy, being sloppy, eating wrong time, eating wrong things, all happened in those years. That became me. Now I'm grappling with it now, those habits that I formed in those times, in that time of my life. Now I'm grappling to overcome those habits of mine now. If the child was introduced now to good habits, sleeping early, waking up early, learning about Sahaba radiallahu anhu, what we learned that time, all these rhymes and nursery rhymes, they're stuck in the brain. We can't remember anything else. I was telling some youngster the other day, we taught history that time. What difficult names that time. We don't like to mention those names, but didn't relate anything to us. Whether it was some Rachel De Beer or some Volard, Walter Mada, what grand thing he did, Allah knows best. Stuck in the head, only son and one. How old he was, 7, 8 years old. So stuck, we never did it again in our life. Was stuck in the head. If only you had taught the names of Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, and taught all those beautiful, pure, good things, and good habits. So whatever we picked up in all those years became our life. Now we got to deal with it. I saw it that time, experienced it, tasted it, went there, saw it. Now, you're telling me I can't do it. But I already saw it, I got involved in it. But that time of a child's life is such an important time. That's the time Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, that child who grows up, that youngster that grows up in the ibadat of Allah, he has secured his seat under the shade of the arsh and throne of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Secured. He got it. Allah will keep him with taqwa now. Allah will keep him with taqwa. But where are we throwing the children now? Where are we not putting them? Go see this, go see that, go see this match, go see the PlayStation, the Xbox, all these cartoons, all satanic. It's full of Satanism. That young boy had a new Xbox. Father bought for him Xbox or PlayStation. Next day he was doing his exam for his door. So the Ustaz was testing him his door for his examination. As he's reading Quran, she's looking at the wall and he went blank all of a sudden. Looking at the wall. Ustaz tried to get him, got in a trance, hal. He said, why carry on? He said, what happened to you? He said, no, my mind wandered. What do you mean? He said, I just wondering. Where your mind went to? He said, well, last time my father bought me the latest FIFA something, football thing. So from last night I was just choosing my team, I didn't finish it. Now the thing came back, so I was just choosing the players right now. While reading Quran, went blank. How the thing is, that's satanic. So the batil came, and the haq went away. Now what the child should be exposed to, we put all of this in their hearts, in their mind. We saw a little bit in our young days, we battling with, to get over it. If we never saw it, alhamdulillah. Hazrat says a person can go through all the haram things in his life. Later on in his life he changed, he made tawbah, istighfar, he'll come to a level of taqwa. But that child was never exposed. Alhamdulillah, he grew up in taqwa. They will say, this guy, bichara, he doesn't know anything. Right, you ask him about this place, that joint, this. He say, I don't know, he didn't go there. He say, bichara, masoom bacha. Doesn't know anything about dunya. People may go, hey, Sufi sahab. The guy is a Sufi, doesn't know anything, doesn't go anywhere. They say, he's a bichara. Father doesn't take him anywhere. We came over here, no, we're at home. What are you doing at home? Helping my father to do this. Hey, get a life, boy. You got a pure life. See, his taqwa will be a different level compared to a person who made tawbah. He's in a battle still with his old habits. He doesn't have these habits. He doesn't have these habits. Alhamdulillah, his heart and his mind is pure and clean. That's what you want for our children. We don't have to battle with all these things. And when these things come into their life, then understand. As I mentioned now, there's no God then. This becomes our life. Hobbies, entertainment. Then the parents say, I don't know what's wrong with these children. They don't listen. Why they don't listen? Because I did the same. Sami'na wa asayna. I heard the command of Allah, I disobeyed. If I say sami'na wa ata'na, ya Allah, I heard, and I obey like sahaba ikram, we see the effects of it. But if I said I heard, but I disobeyed, what the children going to do? Ripple effect. So Hazrat says that to get over these gunas and sins, then use the courage which Allah Ta'ala has given. Number two, supplicate to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, make dua to Allah to grant you courage. You have to make the dua. That's why I say now, we feel that, hey, I fell down, I thought I'll be on a certain level. You can't do it. Cry to Allah, Allah, keep you on this level. Your crying will keep you there, Allah Ta'ala. And yes, you will slip in life. to the extent that the Talmi has mentioned Rahmatul Ali. Even the awliya, the great awliya, Allah Ta'ala sometimes allows them to slip. What does it mean? Allah Ta'ala keeps them firm. Allah allows them to slip sometime to show them that you are not doing it, I'm doing it. And to bring humility in them. To bring humility in them. You're not a big Allah wala. I let you do it. So Allah sometimes will make them slip also. Then people hear about it, bring humility in them. And they cry more to Allah, Ya Allah. Only you give izzat. Izzu man tashaa wa dhillu man. Biyadika al-khayr. So Allah, goodness is in your hands. Only you can take care of this. So Allah allows even the awliya to slip in life sometime. So supplicate, make dua to Allah to grant you courage. Number three, ask the special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially one spiritual guide, one sheikh, or one with whom you consult to make dua for one to attain courage. So one, you pluck up your courage, you make dua for courage, ask ulama ikram, ask your parents, ask your sheikh, ask your ustaz, Allah ta'ala keep me a friend of Allah. Allah ta'ala gives me courage to come on to a'mal, remain upon taqwa. The dua is accepted, ask them to make dua for you, they'll make dua. As it says now, that if you got nothing to say to your sheikh also, nothing to tell him, nothing good to tell him also, nothing bad to tell him, everything is just now mellowed, it's carrying on. Then to send a message, request for du'as. Request for du'as. So at least that message you sent through, he might not reply to you, but Allah saw the message, that he wants something. Allah is going to give it, Allah knows what's in the heart. The sheikh can't give it. He'll ask Allah, Ya Allah, you give him. He sent the message already, and the message is delivered to who? In the court of Allah. He wants something. And he sent it via the correct avenue. He's going to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask one to make dua for you. Number four, to take special care in making dhikr. Dhikr now is very important to protect the heart. To the extent that the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah mentioned even to our Hazrat Wala, mentioned to our Shaykh also, he says in your Darul Uloom have one dhikr, one room only for dhikr. And have one jamaat only making dhikr there. And if you can't get anybody, pay them to make dhikr. Because dhikr will protect your madrasa. Will protect your taqwa, protect the students. So there has to be zikr in the darul. I think darul, mashallah, is only qala Allah, qala Rasul. Hadith in Quran, he said, no, zikr is different. He said, pay people to make zikr there also. When you have ishtimas also, we have zikr jamaat. Before at Haramain, you see people going there, sitting in the haram, whole day making dua during the ishtima days, dua and zikr. When you go for gush, what we have? A person on zikr, right? One hadith from Stenga, Hadith Sulaiman, call ya rahmatullah Ali. He was making gush. We met one brother from Fiji, was in Australia. So he was talking to us. He said, I did gush with Hadi Solomon Kolya in the 70s in Fiji. We did gush together. But that gush we went to, during that gush also, Hadi Sahib was telling me, you know what, the da'wah is not opening today. It's not flowing. The da'wah is not flowing during the gush. Something is not right. As usually now the thing is opening and we're giving the da'wah, the people are taking effect. I'm not feeling affected and the person is getting affected also. Something is not right. So when they came back to the masjid, the Hadith Sahib called us, local Fiji brother, said, come and see. Now I'll tell you what's the problem. The zakir, when the zikr stopped to me. Power house is down. There's load shedding. Now it's load shedding. They say, there's no current coming to the da'wah. It's who the syllabus is locked together. When he's on zikr, he's drawing the rahmat of Allah, the help of Allah. He's taking the name of Allah, he's on zikr, they're on da'wah, they're walking in the path of Allah and he's feeding. The current is going through. So he slept today. That's why I could feel something wasn't right. So we can imagine the barakat of zikr in our own life. If I do make a little bit of zikr in a day, which is so minimum, doesn't take much time also, then how I'm going to say that I fell down? I'm not making the zikr of Allah. Fifthly, he says, to keep far away from the causes of sin, physically and with the heart. That is all attractive forms. Now is a cell phone. The cinema cell phone. Everything haram is in the cell phone. Alright, we mentioned Ramadan also. Some brothers gave karguzar. Alhamdulillah, a brother said one night, I deleted my Facebook. Alhamdulillah, I'm free from it. Facebook is gone. Other brothers sent other messages also. We got rid of this, we got rid of that. Some say, can't get rid of it. So, slowly, carry on making mashwara, but at least the least we can do. One, plan some courage. Take courage and delete the app. Delete the app. If you have to use a Facebook, if you have to use other apps, I don't know whether you have to use it or not. But certain app, if you have to, example, people use Twitter or X, that is full of haram, all pictures in there. If you have to use it, don't download the app. Just go online. Go onto the browser, put in login details, go online, you finish logout. Once the app is, it's very easy to just open the app every time. But you have to log in now, it's a bit of headache now, to log into the thing, put my password, put username, I'll see later. And later doesn't come, alhamdulillah. You're out of it. Whether we have all the other apps now for the soccer scores and all of that now, every time I want to go to that app, I want to see what's happening here, what's happening there. Don't download the app. Just get it out. If I'm tempted now, then I have to go online. If I have to go online, then the browsing history is there. Say, oh, you make, I better just now leave it. There's no use going on to it. So create some barrier of taqwa. Some barrier is you build a half a wall. That is taqwa, or you build a wall now, a barrier between you and sin. So at least build a half a wall. Who'll finish it off? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just two examples, two ayats. When it comes to this, making some effort, when we spoke to this, the Mujahideen also. So we asked him, how you took on 52 countries? He said, very easy. Whatever the command of Allah was, we did that. They came now with the intelligence of the world against us. They came with the ammunition, the equipment, jets, cruise missiles, and DZ cutters, or whatever you call it. Everything they came against us. So how you took them on? You fulfilled the command of Allah. Then he quoted the ayat, وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ, that you prepare for them. مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ, to the best of your ability. We prepare to the best of our ability. Whatever broken guns we had, whatever ammo we had, whatever uniforms we had, we prepared it. So Allah said, you prepare to the best of your ability. Now they came with whatever level of intelligence, right? They can see you in the dark also, they can feel your body heat also, they got night vision. We've got nothing like that. They can see our movements, we've got radars and whatever it is, we've got drones. We don't have anything over that. But you prepare what you could prepare. Allah's promise now, you prepare to your best ability. Now, where they were on that level, that vacuum Allah will fill it up. Allah will fill it up. What intelligence Allah will give you? What intelligence Allah will give you? How to combat them? Allah will give you the courage. And then they give us different examples. How Allah Ta'ala gave them that intelligence. Just one example, if I remember clearly, he would say that we have the simple Nokia phones. Once you put a SIM card in there, then already they can pick up the frequency. So if you leave it by the river somewhere, they send a drone to pick up now where the Mujahideen are. But he finds on phone over there. So they know they're somewhere nearby. So he would say that when the drone is to come, you could make out from the type of drone. This drone has a 2 kilometer radius or a 5 kilometer radius. So the person handling it is 2 kilometers away or 5 kilometers. So we know how far they are looking at the drone. Intelligence. How Allah Ta'ala gives it? وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Have fear of Allah, Allah will teach you. Allah will teach you warfare, Allah will give you courage, how to navigate around shaitan and nafs, Allah will give it to you. So we notice, okay, they're so far away. Then when the drone goes away, then you pick up the cell phone, tell one of the mujahideen, now run quickly, half a kilometer, 1 kilometer, go and drop it there. Now they pick up the signal, mujahideen are moving. So they send the drone there. Okay. So they are around in this area over here. So they dispatch troops that way, we ambush them from behind this way. Gorilla warfare. Say subhanAllah. But what they got? Nothing. The vacuum Allah filled it up. So too with taqwa, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqul haqqa tuqatihi. O people of iman, fear Allah Ta'ala, fulfilling the due right of taqwa for Allah. Fulfilling the due right of taqwa, you must fulfill the right of taqwa. How are you going to fulfill it? What's the right of fulfilling taqwa? That Allah be obeyed, not disobeyed. Allah is remembered, not forgotten. Allah is thanked, Allah is not, you don't show dashukri and ingratitude to Allah Tabarak. Who can do it all the time? Nobody can. Then the sahaba comes, say, Allah, how can fulfill the haqq of taqwa? Then Allah Ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ. There, وَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Prepare to the best of your ability. Allah says, Ya فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear Allah to the best of your ability. What do you can to the best of your ability? Ya Allah, I'm trying to abstain. I'm trying to avoid. I'm trying my best. Then Mufti Shafi Sahib says, you try your best to adopt taqwa. To the best of your ability. Fulfill the commands of Allah. We don't have to do, we don't have to go. He says, even if you slip into guna and sin, you're not regarded as a sinner, you're still regarded as muttaqi. You're still a pious person. He says, you haven't come out from the register of taqwa because you don't have the capacity to obey Allah Ta'ala all the time. You did your best, Allah will help you. And sometimes you will slip, Allah says, still a muttaqi. Make tawbah now and come back. You're still in the register of taqwas. Or the muttaqi. So carry on moving. Don't now slip and say, finish is over. So your Hazrat says, take special care, making zikr keep far away from the causes of sin. I told you, delete the app, I don't need it. Netflix, all these things, you find the brothers have on their phones. Delete it, disable it, fast stop or whatever the thing may be now. And temptation comes, now I have to go and get back into the thing, put my login details, forgot my password also, now I can't remember, I sent an email to my, and they say, better just leave it. Better just leave it. Better we delete it. Temptation comes, now I have to go through all. So I already built half a wall. And Mujahideen said, we built half a wall of ability to fight. Allah Ta'ala, he built a complete wall. It took how many years? 20 years. So when Allah will give taqwa, it will come. It will come, but we can't stop. So we fear Allah Ta'ala to the best of ability. And the sixth point, Hazrat says, to continuously go in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reform oneself by them. To sit in the company, this is the easiest way to reform a person's self. And if you can't find, the Talmud says, you can't find a pious person to sit by him. Oh, I can't sit every day. He said the easiest and the most passive way of islah and taqwa is to read the biographies of the pious. To read the biographies, you get inspired. If you read the kitab of the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi, Art BT, was 6 volumes. How the Shaykh rahimahullah, he writes in detail, right from the time he was a young boy, to where Allah Ta'ala had taken him. What level he reached, subhanallah. Buried in Baqi also. So he explains in detail how his life was, tarbiyat, elders, as the Zaipuri rahmatullahi alayhi, his father's Shaykh, how he would go there, etc. You get inspiration. Ya Allah, look at them. How they became the men of Allah. For the Shaykh al-Islam al-Hassan al-Hamadani rahmatullahi alayhi, he wrote a kitab, The Truth Is. Why I'm mentioning this, I emphasize in the students of Deen, especially read these kitabs. The Shaykh al-Islam, he was studying Darul Uloom Deoband, Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Bani rahmatullahi alayhi. And he had love for Shaykh al-Hind, he's Ustaz Allah Mahmud al-Hassan. He has now taken bed to you. He said, no, you go to Gango. He's a Gangohi, my Shaykh. He said, I got no inclination towards him. You know, you must go there. And he knew, Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi, if you go to his khanqa, he won't take your bath. That time they were but strict. First they put you on toilet duty. Put our boys toilet duty. Lucky pana. They run away same time. They put you on toilet duty. To see whether really you want to make islah. Really. And to what level of pride you have in you. Yeah, I can't clean toilets. Oh, then you need some little bit tensioning up. So, he said, I knew that he put me some duty and I'll run away. Once you run away, you can't come back. He said, when we went, I went to Gango with my brother. Already our Ustaz, Mawlana Mahmud al-Hassan Sahib already informed Hazrat Gangohi that Hussain Ahmad is coming and his brother. They're coming to bi'at. Without any questions, he took my bi'at. I said, Inna Lillah, I got stuck. I got stuck here. Now. I had no inclination and I got stuck here. So it happens to many brothers, they take bi'at. But then they don't find that inclination is no more there. They find, I'm more inclined to another alim. But they feel, hey, I'm stuck over here now. Now what I must do? I must go there. No. It's not like now you're stuck. If the doctor now can't treat you, you don't feel, you don't have confidence in the doctor, you find another doctor, but not that you're hopping all the time. You find one, you don't have inclination, you can't talk to the person, you found somebody else. By all means, go and move ahead and reach Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That's the main point, as it says. Don't get stuck somewhere. If you feel now you can't continue, then find somebody who you can talk to. It's most important, I can talk to him. I don't feel any barrier. I can communicate and move on. He said, I got caught. I took bi'at. He gave me zikrs and all to make it. I wasn't interested. Openly, he says in his kitab. So this is very... And you're a student of deen. He said, I came back to Darul Uloom Deoband. I was studying. Other times, I was sleeping class also. Couldn't stay awake. I wanted to play. I didn't want to study. But Shaykh al-Hind and I was very close to my father. So all my meals I used to eat at his house. It was his love, his muhabbat. He used to make dua for me. But I was playing around. And I didn't want to study also. I just wanted to play. I was a young boy. So no zikr I was making, playing around most of the time, sleeping in class. But it was a tawajjuh of his ustaz and dua of his sheikh. Although he had no inclination, but the sheikh had inclination towards him. He saw something in him. So making a dua for him. And he did finish the alim course. A few years was left. Father moved to Medina Munawwara. Father moved also because he lost his sheikh. My father Rahman Ganj Muradabadi. Father lost his sheikh, he went to a spiritual depression. Can't love you anymore. Everywhere I see my sheikh. I can't take it anymore. I go to the masjid, the vacuum is no more there. Khanka is empty. I only get sukoon in Roza Mubarak. He went to Medina Munawwara. So all his properties, I only get sukoon there. And there's poverty upon poverty. He lost 33 members of his family, buried in Baqi. His father lost children, grandchildren, 33 members. That time TV was very big in Medina Munawwara, Ottoman Empire, the Osmani Empire at the time. And a lot of things they went through. He says, anyway, for about 2 years he taught in the Haram, but that was du'a of his ustahs also. He didn't complete, but they told him he must teach. Started teaching, and he said, I will teach 2 weeks at a time, never, not one blink of sleep also, for 2 weeks. Then I will take off for a few days and sleep it out only. They start teaching again, only namaz in between. Start teaching again. All different halqas in Haram closed down, all the students came to me. Because the ulama, Arab ulama, used to teach only one subject. Our ulama, Diyabun, used to teach all the subjects. And they would come now with their notes. We go only with the book, the original kitab, but no footnotes. We prepare the sabak beforehand. And we teach from memory. That's how we were taught. They said, I will come, start tafsir. I close tafsir, open now. Hadith. Close hadith, let's do fiqh. Close the fiqh, let's do something else. This man is a genius. The way he studied, wasn't qualified still. For 18 years he taught Hadith Sharif right in the Roda. For 18 years. From where to where? From where he came. Now we're only listening a little bit. See the inspiration we get. That's what they say, if you want to make your Islah, read about our Kabir. Keep one kitab next to you. Our children also emphasize of them. Who are they following? Who are they reading about? They don't know about this Akabir. So we have a spiritual line. We have a ta'alimi line, where we got our ilm from. We got a khanka line, silsila, all our kabir. We have a tablighi line, where we have a whole chain over there also. We have to read about them. Who were these men? Just one last karguzari. We'll give you about our dada ustaz. Wala Habibur Rahman Azmi Rahmatul Ali. Our Shaykh al-Hadith, Wala Fazl Rahman's ustaz. Wala Habibur Rahman. Simple person from India. Azam Gad. What a great alim muhaddis. So there was a kitab that was lost to the ummah, Musannaf ibn Abi Shaybah. That kitab, we already knew about it from other kitab that gave reference to it. But he started working on this kitab, found manuscripts. He went to London, went to the libraries, pulled out one copy from here, one copy from there, different copies, some pages are smudged, etc. And he worked on it, and he worked on it. It took him years. Finally, he compiled the entire thing. Something the ummah had lost, hit the bookstores. Arab ulama went mad. What a kitab! We lost this whole treasure of hadith. See the name? Habibur Rahman Azmi, Hindi, from India. Indian. Compiled a hadith kitab. Unbelievable. Then he went for Hajj. He went to Medina Munawwara. Then they wanted to meet Sheikh bin Baz, who was the Grand Mufti of Saudi at that time. So let's go meet him. The great alim also. Hadith also, he's very good in hadith. So, meeting ulama is also ibadat. Let's go meet him. So after Asr is to go to the Jamia Medina Munawwara, the university. The long line is to meet him. He's sitting in a big chair, like I find in the haram. Mashaykh is sitting on chairs. Got all his khadim next to him, all dressed in jubbas and scarves and everything. Habibur Rahman, simple man. Two-piece kurta. Looks like an Indian also. Small beard, like our Shaykh al-Hadith also. So he joined the line also. By that time, Bin Baz was a Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia. I was gone blind by that time. So as you go, you shake his hand, make salam with him, and you give your name, and make dua for you, kayf al-hal, barakallah, hayakallah, and you move on. And you got all the people next to him, and you tell the people, move on, for the whole line waiting. So he joined the line also. He joined the line, and when he shook Bin Baz's hand, so he says, Masmuk, he says, Ismi Habibur Rahman Azmi. He grabbed his hand. He says, what's your name again? It's Habibur Rahman Azmi. So all the mashaykh looking. The man looks like a simple thing, where he came from. So, Anta Hindi. Say, Ana Hindi, Min al Hind. Say, you wrote the kitab, compiled. Say, I wrote the kitab. He grabbed his hand. He told his khadim, get me off this chair. Put him off the chair. He held him by his shoulders, he made him sit on his chair. The Shaykh, Man hadha rajul? Who is this man? Say, Hadha huwa al-muhaddis al-kabir. He is the great muhaddis of the time. He was the one that compiled the hadith kitab. So, Subhanallah. These are our kabir. Our spiritual line, our ilmi line. Our children read this, we get inspired. These were elders that held the flag of deen and iman. So we read about them very simply. A woman also. Read about the pious women of the past. They get inspired. One thing was, today one post came out about Zainab bint Jahsh, radiallahu ta'ala anha. She had such passion to spend in the path of Allah that she started a home industry. With the only reason to make money, to spend upon the poor. Not to make profit. Not to fill her own pockets. She just had a home industry. Woman said, we bought it, what must do? Here's it. Start a home industry. Husband got enough money. Right? Here's some capital to start. All that now in the path of Allah. Send to Gaza, send here, send there, mashallah. That's your industry for akhirat. Not now you buy more clothing. And have to go more out. But we have examples among sahabiyat. Home industry just to spend upon the poor in Medina Munawwara. What investments they made. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. But this correspondence also, my dear brothers, as we said, as it says, the good, after Ramadan, brothers are sending messages also. Actually, also one thing I want to mention to the brothers, that many brothers are sending messages, but they're not getting replies. So we still got a backlog from before Ramadan. We're trying to finish the backlog right now. Before Ramadan, we didn't see all the messages. We're checking now all the messages. The day is so short also now, we're not getting a chance to check all the messages and to reply to all. So please make maaf also. Inshallah, we'll get to it. But remember, Allah already got to you. Allah already got to you. Whatever is in your heart, Allah will put it. As it says that when you make the dua, Allah hears it. Whichever language you make the dua, Allah knows the language. When you dial Allah Ta'ala's number, there's no receptionist saying, for English, press 1. For Afrikaans, press number 2. And for Zulu, press number 3. Allah's any language. And you never find Allah Ta'ala's line, offline also, or is engaged. Is always ready for you. To the extent as it says, Allah knows every language, anytime, pick up your hands, Allah is listening. And even if you are dumb, Allah knows the language of your heart also. Allah knows what the heart is saying. And Allah will fulfill it. So inshallah, we'll get to the messages inshallah. In the meantime, brothers can make tawajju on me also. The work is done quickly. We can get to all the messages. But remember, Allah Ta'ala will come to the rescue. As Hazrat says too, you all send to me messages, I don't have to reply to you all. Allah will reply to you. You got real talab and you got real desire for islah, to change mashwara. Mashwara comes from Allah. Allah will give you, yes, you're in the system. You're tapping the correct system. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to your rescue. Definitely. But we mentioned the brothers also. Whatever we can help is for my own akhirat. For my own akhirat, we want to make our miles also, we make our points also, we want to get our reward also for akhirat. So whatever mashwaras, inshallah. And we mentioned the brothers also. If it's urgent, they put them in bold letters, urgent. If you know, okay, this one here is urgent right now, so we've got to attend to it. Sometime, I'm also in ICU. So then we can't answer. People might say, nah, Hazrat, Manana, Mufti Sahib, nah, he's not answering the thing. He doesn't realize Mufti Sahib himself is ICU treatment. Hazrat is coming this weekend already. So we're already now in the general ward. Tomorrow we go to ICU, inshallah. Where we see Hazrat, ICU, you see me. Hazrat says, ICU, you see me, the eyes must meet. It's messages in the eyes of muhabbat and love. So that tomorrow will be in Freyheit, then in Newcastle, and then on Sunday will be in Escort. It's a jalsa there. So make dua tomorrow, we'll join Hazrat also on Safar, inshallah. So we'll try in between whatever we can assist with the Saatis, Allah Ta'ala accepted, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب أو كريم رحيم الله most kind Allah Ya Allah, we are the weak ones of the Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we don't have the amal, we don't have the strength, Ya Allah, to obey you every moment of our life, Ya Allah. We are muhtaj of your assistance and your nusrat every second of our life, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep us free from sin and guna, Ummah, Ya Allah. Give us a sin-free life, Ummah, Ya Allah. Give us tawfiq from your side. Ya Allah, we want to be obedient to you. We want to make your ibadat, Ya Allah. We want to be free and far from sins and your disobedience, Ya Allah, you make it easy for us. You make us amongst your awliya and your friends. You make your obedience easy for us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make your disobedience very difficult for us. That we don't go near it, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from temptation of shaitan and nafs that takes us towards haram and your disobedience. Ya Allah, give us enjoyment in your obedience, O my Allah. Give us enjoyment, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, to run for you, O my Allah. To wake up for Fajr, O my Allah. To run to the masjid, Ya Allah, to stand. Ya Allah, we salah for you and put our head down. Ya Allah, we come down to you happily, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. We enjoy ourselves, O my Allah, talking to you, reading Quran to you. Ya Allah, making your dhikr and taking your beautiful name, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, these lips belong to you, this tongue belongs to you, the hand belongs to you. These minds belong to you, O my Allah. We've given it to everyone besides you. O my Allah, pull us towards you now, O my Allah. Pull us completely towards you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. We don't have the strength, O my Allah, to walk the path, to reach you, O my Allah. Ya wara al wara. Beyond our comprehension, beyond our minds and intelligence. Our intelligence, O my Allah. Ya Allah, to your qudra, pull us, pull our wives, our children, our progenies, our families, the entire Ummat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make amongst your pious servants, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us taqwa, give us iman, give us humility, humbleness. Give us hearts that are free from malice, from sin, that are from jealousy, from evil thoughts, Ya Allah. Save us from badnazi, abusing our eyes, looking at haram.
Ya Allah, give us enjoyment, Ya Allah, in simple things of life. Ya Allah, save us from the haram internet, Ya Allah, from the haram web, O Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Ya Allah, use us for the khidmat of deen, accept us for the khidmat of deen, make us busy, O Ya Allah, day and night in the khidmat of deen, O Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Ya Allah, give us your muhabbat and your love with the dard and the pain of your love, O Ya Allah. That our hearts come in your muhabbat and your love, O Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us talibul akhirah. Ya Allah, that we want the harvest of akhirah, O Ya Allah. Put it in our homes, in our children, O Ya Allah. Make them, Ya Allah, qaris of Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, make them reciters of Quran. Make them musallis, O Ya Allah. Make them ashiks of Quran Sharif. Make them hufazul kiram. Let them know their deen. Let us know our deen also. Let us prepare them for akhirah. Ya Allah, to serve your deen and prepare us and accept us and accept our businesses, our homes. Ya Allah, accept our properties and protect it, Ya Allah. Protect our masajid, our makatib. Ya Allah, protect the ulama. Unite us upon the haqq, O Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Give us a beautiful life in this world. Ya Allah, the tests will come, O Ya Allah. It is, Ya Allah, it is from you that the test will come. But then too, Ya Allah, inna ma'al usri yusra. That with the test, there'll be easiness, O Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us hearts that are connected to you every moment of our life, O Kareem, Rahim, Allah. All the rasik and healing, grant them shifai, ajil, kamil, mustamil. Remove the pain, O Ya Allah. All those that have whatever problem it may be, O Ya Allah. The sicknesses, illnesses, whether jadu and sihar, O Ya Allah. You are qadir and mutlaq. Ya Allah, you are all powerful. Nothing is more stronger than you. Ya Allah, relieve them. Give them shifa, ajil, kamil, mustamir. All those in debt, O Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Save them from haram. Take them out from haram. From interest, Ya Allah. From riba, O Ya Allah. Crush their debts, O Ya Allah. Give plenty of halal. Ya Allah, make your obedience easy, free them for your obedience, O Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide them with children, O Ya Allah. Give them love for the sunnah, Ya Allah. From head to toe, they're dressed in the sunnah, O Ya Allah. Give them love, Ya Allah. We hear them making your dhikr, Ya Allah. Taking your name at the time of eating, sleeping, O Ya Allah. Give them qaim and strong upon deen, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, the tajali fitnas will come. But then to Ya Allah, you are still there, O Ya Allah. You guide them, O Ya Allah. One day we will have to leave, we will have to go, O Ya Allah. Everything, all khair and goodness is in your hands, Ya Allah. You protect them, O Ya Allah. Make them amongst the Imamul Muttaqeen, O Ya Allah. The Imams of the pious ones, O Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Ya Allah, give a woman sharam and haya. Give them modesty, O Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us understand what is kabair. What are the major sins and the minor sins? Ya Allah, we make tawbah, we make istighfar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we make istighfar upon our istighfar. Ya Allah, we don't know how to ask for forgiveness, O Ya Allah. Forgive us for that also, O Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Ya Allah, save the Muslim from your punishment, O Ya Allah. Send your help to the people of Palestine, O Ya Allah. Sudan, China, and all the different countries of the world where the Muslims are. Ya Allah, they're holding the flag of Iman, O Ya Allah. How very quickly we let down, Ya Allah, the flag of Iman. Ya Allah, they are making us proud to be Muslims, O my Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Ya Allah, you be proud of them. You be happy with them. Ya Allah, keep them strong, O my Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Hold back the hands of the zalim. Ya Allah, he died and written for them, Ya Allah. Break their hands, remove them, O my Allah. Give victory to the Muslims in the world. Let your deen become alive, O my Allah. Let your deen become alive in the world, O Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Give us a life of ease and afiyat in this world. At the time of maut, give us kalima. Ya Allah, striving in your path, Ya Allah, for your deen, O Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Take us to Madina. Ya Allah, we don't deserve it, O my Allah. We don't even have the tongues to ask of it. But you are akramul akrameen. Ya Allah, we have come with fake goods and fake a'mal, poor quality. Ya Allah, you give us a full return with the saddaqah alayla. Ya Allah, give us saddaqah, O my Allah. We are paupers, we are beggars, O my Allah. We are deserving of your saddaqah. Ya Allah, when you give for free, O Kareem, Rahim Allah, give us free, O my Allah. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna. Innaka anta tawabur rahim. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us over and over again out in your path to the qabooliyat, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give the ummah hidayat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the call has come now to boycott, O my Allah. Give us the himmat and the courage to boycott their lifestyle. Take out Nasraniyat, Yahudiyat, Ya Allah. The love for the Christians, the Jews, and the lifestyle. Take it out from our hearts. Give us love for the style of Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we love it, we live for it, we die for it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us to boycott all the products, O my Allah. There be a revival of Muslim products in the world, O my Allah. Open it for the Muslim Ummah, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Barakat is in your hands, rosy in your hands, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, save us from all the haram things, Ya Allah. Give us in halal, give us plenty of halal. Give us happiness in our homes. Ya Allah, keep us, Ya Allah, barakat in our businesses, Ya Allah, in our lives, O my Allah, keep us upon your ita'at. Accept the safar of our Hazrat Wala, make it Mubarak, give him good health, give our Hazrat good health. Afiyat, sihat, and salamat, the entire family and progenies, our khanka, our jaman, our darul ulum, O my Allah, and produce ulama, ya haqqani, rabbani, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Unite the ummah upon the haqq, protect the ummah, teach the ummah, and teach us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'u al-alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta tawwab al-rahim, O my Allah. Accept our amal of the month of Ramadan. This lasts us with the entire year, O my Allah. Ya Allah, what beautiful lights you gave us, O my Allah. What beautiful lights and days in the month of Ramadan, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept it, increase it, O my Allah. Those that were there, those that weren't there, Ya Allah, give the full reward, O my Allah. All those behind the scenes, Ya Allah, give them the full reward and increase them in all khair and barakat, O my Allah. Let our every day be like the day of Ramadan, O my Allah. We have a sin free Quran tilawat takes place, zikrullah, programs take place. And Ya Allah, the day we meet you, O my Allah, let that day be a day of Eid for us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give it to ourselves, our families, our friends, our neighbors, the entire Ummah, the Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazallahu anna Nabiyyana Muhammadan, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma hu ahlu. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Atuba alayna, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Amin.